Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you here on American Voice Radio and Herb Talk Live. That's what we like to do, and we're glad you've joined us. Yes, indeed. We've got a great show. We're going to be talking about the economy a little bit, how, you know, the jump start, the plan, you know, the path to prosperity we've been hearing, and some things that we can do to help ourselves. And we're also going to be talking about some of our most important body organs and how we can use something very simple out there to detox the body. So we got some stuff to talk about. But before we get to that, the Quack Report, a big salute and semper fi to our military. We're praying for all our men and women that sacrifice so much, all our righteous military guys and gals out there, praying God's hand of protection be on them. And while we're asking God to protect our military, we're going to ask God, we're going to seek his face, and we're going to ask him to turn this nation around. We need righteous leadership from the White House to the county clerk all across this land. So I've been praying for righteous men and women to come out of the woodwork. You know, people with, you know, integrity. You know, that have a backbone and stand up against this wickedness that we have and turn this nation around. If it's God's will, it'll happen. But we got to seek his face and ask. Mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank, our magical engineer. He's wonderful. Okay, new research on Morgellons disease. We've talked about this before. Dr. Carley's been on the show. We've talked about it. And by the way, Dr. Carley will be with us Tuesday the 21st, so don't be missing that show. Morgellons disease, you know, that bizarre disease with the symptoms that, you know, you feel like something's crawling all over you, biting you, skin, painful eruptions, strange fibers growing out of the skin, unexplained body pain, neurological issues. Well, you know, estimated that millions of people worldwide have this. Unexplained affliction. Medical community dismisses it as, you know, a delusion of parasite. Osis, that you're, you know, got this delusion, you got parasites crawling all over you. Well, the CDC in 2008 paid researchers $300,000, 3-year study to find out what the heck this was, and that's what they said. No common underlying medical condition. It's all in their head. Morgellons has historically been linked to, they think, genetically modified organisms, specifically a bacteria called Agrobacterium, Lyme's disease, and immune weakness, environmental toxicity, all those things. According to researchers at the State University of New York, Agrobacterium represents a universal gene and a protein transfer machine. In the laboratory, genetically modified creations have the ability to alter the DNA of humans. So it would be likely culprit that this is what's causing Morgellons. But following up that CDC study in January of 2012, new research published in the Journal of Clinical and Experimental Dermatology found Morgellons is a real disease. And they based it on extensive physical, microscopic, and fluorescent examination of skin, hair, tissue, calluses, etc. Researchers reported these interesting findings. There was abnormal functioning on the follicle level. Genetic alterations in the DNA caused hair follicles and skin to malfunction. Fibers, which under the microscope had a unique floral arrangement and colors of blue, red, white, green, and some brightly fluorescent colors. It's weird. Some fibers appeared as root-like growths. And for the first time, Morgellons fibers, they said, contain keratin, which is a structural protein that makes up the outer layer of the skin, which means the fibers were created inside the body. Alterations in the keratin skin expression was also most likely due to a spiroechial infection from Lyme's disease. Is this some sort of genetically modified Lyme's disease on top of what it was created for in the first place? I don't know. Researchers concluded that fibers are clearly biological in nature and are not textile fibers, not microscopic, you know, whatever. Creepy. Weird. Let's see. Next up, prescription drugs cause nutrient depletion. Of course, you know, if you're taking a lot of drugs, you're going to deplete some vitamins, minerals, and that could cause additional health problems for you. So being depleted by prescriptions, that may help you to select some supplements on the shelves if you got to take some drugs. Here are some examples. Anti-inflammatory drugs deplete calcium, potassium, zinc, iron, your vitamins B, C, D, and K, folic acid, chromium, vitamins B6, C, D, and K. Yeah. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, they deplete you of folic acid and melatonin. Can't sleep. Aspirin depletes you of vitamin C, K, B5, folic acid, calcium, iron, and sodium. If you're on corticosteroids, you know, the alphabet vitamins pretty much gone bye-bye, as well as calcium, magnesium, potassium, selenium, and zinc. Let's see, if you're on a drug called Cochocinine for gout, vitamin B12, calcium, sodium, potassium, phosphorus, and beta-carotene, all going to be depleted. Your statin drugs like Lipitor, Zocor, Crestor, coenzyme Q10s will be history. And ACE inhibitors for hypertension are going to take the zinc right out of you. Now, zinc is a master mineral. It's necessary for, like, lots of enzymatic actions in the body, plays a role in immune function. Plus, it also has a lot to do with your sexual function. I mean, if you don't have zinc, you're going to have ED. Or women, you're going to have fibroids, uterine fibroids. Coenzyme Q10 is a very powerful vitamin and an antioxidant. It's found everywhere in every cell of the body, so if you don't have any, you're in trouble. So, you know, watch the statin drugs. Also, folic acid, known as your vitamin B9, prevents, actually converts food into energy, proper brain function, your proper DNA, RNA synthesis, red blood cell production, iron function. So, you know, a lot of these drugs are going to inhibit that. Let's see, and last but not least, in the Quack Report, one of my favorite herbs, rosemary. They say some new research is showing rosemary helps to boost memory. Of course, you know, this herb has a long history of, you know, being involved in weddings and funerals, friendship, remembrance, those kind of things. But it's also great for chronic health conditions like gout and rheumatoid arthritis and memory. The herb is also antiseptic, kills germs, and also has a mechanism to improve blood flow to your brain. So you want to pair it with your ginkgo biloba. And if you're looking for that, look for the brain concentrate formula at apowerherbs.com, the powerherbs.com website. The folks at Apothecary Herbs make that. Also, an interesting find is that rosemary is going to help protect your DNA. So if you're taking drugs or if you're worried about having Morgellons disease, rosemary is for you. It particularly protects the liver and bronchial cells, prevents the development of cancer cells and tumors. It protects the cell membranes from being damaged and giving cancer a foothold. So other things, it helps with candida. So I mean, it's got a lot of uses. So rosemary, folks, is excellent. Make sure it's in your herb garden and on your medicine shelf. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Hey, Frank. Okay, we're gonna jump start this part of the show, literally. We're gonna be talking about some things that have been on my mind. Wanted to say, and now I'm gonna say them. You know, the first few weeks in August of this year have the financial experts a little jittery. Yeah. Many retailers are saying that business is very slow. And according to Kiplinger.com, business spending is slowed. Yeah. Unemployment, they say, is 8%, but most likely it's higher. And inflation is up for the second half of the year, and retail sales compared to last year are down 1.4%. So this marks the third year of slow growth, although other sources are telling us, you know, overall sales are way up from 2009. And I go, where on U.S. soil is that happening? Now, for small business owners and most Americans, the recession hasn't ended. Obstacles for business growth have been reinforced with steel. And one segment of the market feeling the pinch is the functional beverage industry. You may be asking, well, what's a functional beverage? Well, these are your energy drinks, your sport drinks, your fancy bottled water, tea, coffee, smoothies. In 2010, this industry was cruising along, $23 billion in sales, and then, bam, sales plummeted to a trickle. Now, the United States economy is like a dead car battery. And what is it going to take to jumpstart this economy? Well, sometimes if you wait too long to jump a battery, it can't be salvaged. Now, I like to think positive, I do, but we also should be prepared and be able to survive a financial collapse, you know? All right, so Romney's vice president running mate, Paul Ryan, you know, he's saying, you know, path to prosperity, that's his deal. And he says that he has this plan to jumpstart the U.S. economy. Well, after you jump a battery, you've got to drive the car to recharge the battery. Now, Ryan's plan must have more than the initial spark, or the road to recovery may be like some of those internet maps which lead you in the wrong direction. So the economy must have the fuel it needs to grow and plan with a, it must have a plan to grow. And it can't just be a mixture of reduced spending and tax cuts because, you know, I think that's going to backfire. Now, the government not only has to balance a budget, but it has to have a budget to begin with. And it needs to stop treating every able-bodied American as an open checkbook. Facing facts, America is a mess. Is there a budget that can dig us out of this hole short of 27 years? Who knows? Now, this I know. God can't bless a nation that does not follow his way. Now, if we don't work, we don't eat. And if you can't work, then, you know, it's the person's family and the church family's job to assist that person. Otherwise, you're going to have churches not doing what they should do, and then they send folks over to the government programs, which are vulnerable to abuse. So we're being told that the government has gotten too big, is unsustainable, and most likely will fail. That's what we're hearing lately. And let me read you this from the Natural Marketing Institute. They say one quarter of baby boomers state they are less healthy than they expected to be at their current age. And this is a big survey that the Natural Marketing Institute in Harleysville, Pennsylvania did on our aging population. And they discovered that baby boomers don't feel they are as healthy as they should be. And this is during a pre-financial collapse. So can you imagine what's going to happen when the aging population or any American can't get prescriptions filled? So Americans have grown up with the security of the medical advancements, the numerous resources that help them get the medical treatments that they need. So now all that seems threatened as the U.S. government goes through a restructuring process. So more baby boomers are struggling now with their health with no subsidies to help them. So the survey revealed that in 2005, our aging men and women, about 53% of them, felt that they were in pretty good health. And by 2011, that figure dropped to 37%. So they confessed, the baby boomers confessed that dying was not what they feared. That's not what they feared most. It was losing their mental and brain capabilities. And the other fear, 72% of them, is that a major illness would wipe them out financially. So that was their concern. And it should be our concern, too, because, you know, we're all going to be in the same boat eventually, right? And, you know, 84% are extremely concerned about the uncertainty of the health care. And the other facts the survey uncovered was that only 2 out of 5 baby boomers say that they are prepared for retirement. Now, it's hard for me to believe that because in this recession or depression, whatever you want to call it, it's impossible, I think, for anyone to be on target with retirement goals. I mean, I think it's real challenging. You know, the assessment 5 years ago might have indicated, you know, retirement for the average person, maybe $5,000 a month would cover you. And now they're saying $10,000 a month. So how can a retirement plan keep up with that? Now, at least 50% of the baby boomers who are putting some money away for retirement don't know if it will be enough. Therefore, 57% of them are what is known as a lightening the load. Yeah, they're selling off possessions, especially the ones that are taxed. Although 4 out of 5 baby boomers prefer to age in place, in other words, they prefer not to sell their residence, many of them are facing those hard economic facts. So in our current state, you can't escape the fact that physical health is tied to our financial health. And later, when the infrastructure collapses, those who did not prepare will be a pauper. Okay, so we're going to talk about being prepared, okay? I know you've probably heard some preparedness shows before. That's good. You need to hear some of this again. This is kind of an update where people are, you know, preparing in some ways and not in others. So we're going to cover it. I like to look at this preparedness as, you know, kind of getting my commodities together. More and more news outlets are encouraging people to prepare for the worst and prepare not just for hurricane season, but for a financial storm so devastating that you would have to rethink your priorities and what you have on hand. So here is a list nearly every financial advisor, minister, survivalist, and American should obtain. Okay. Number one is water. Number two is food. But also the ability to know how to grow food. Be able to grow food and know how to do it. Because the food you stock and store isn't going to last forever. Number three, emergency shelter away from your overpopulated areas. So, you know, some people are just going to hunker down in, you know, suburbia there. I don't know. I don't know if that's going to work. Number four, fuel. Have some fuel handy. And firearms and ammunition is on the list, as well as hunting and fishing equipment, clothing and footwear, gold and silver, you know, to replace your traditional currency, and also miscellaneous items, and we're going to cover those in just a minute. Because the miscellaneous category is going to include some very important items for healthy survival, because these will include items you can barter with, such as coffee, rimfire, tools, sewing materials, and other goods people will need, but they forget to stock. Now, on one such item will be those things that will cover first aid and medicine. Now, over-the-counter medicines will have a short shelf life of about 2 years or less. So your backup medicine should have a long shelf life, maybe 10 years or more, and you're going to find that in your botanical medicines, okay, not your synthetic drugs. Now, most folks don't know how to grow their own pain and anti-inflammatory botanicals. You know, so the average American who has observed the warning signs the last 3 or 4 years pretty much has stocked some dehydrated food, but they've neglected to stock water. They have self-defense weapons, but not enough ammunition. And they have limited gold and silver coins, and they have no fuel. They have thought about emergency shelter away from their home, but they haven't secured it. And the money isn't going to go as far as it did 5 years ago. So it's harder now to get prepared than it was 5 years ago. But it doesn't mean you can't get some things going now while you can. Later, it's going to be totally impossible. So here's the checklist. The Council for Responsible Nutrition in Washington, D.C. reported on studies that showed that people who take dietary supplements were healthier than those who did not. Nearly 58% of Americans who routinely take supplements say they feel better and their overall health is better. They see their doctor less and they have to take fewer prescriptions. However, when the world as we know it goes through a global change, prescriptions probably not going to be handy, not going to be around. So when the world as we know it goes through a global change, altering the financial markets and even our government, getting the commodities we need will be extremely difficult, if not impossible. So the stress of such change is going to overwhelm many. And it may be difficult now to prepare, but not impossible to prepare. So you should get the necessary commodities taken care of now. You also won't be able to survive a change of this magnitude alone, and you should pair up with other like-minded folks. That's going to be necessary. Okay. So how do I know that this situation is going to rear its ugly head? How can I be so sure? Read Hosea chapter 4 and in verses 1 through 11, just substitute the word America for Israel. So where you see Israel, put the word America in there. Okay, because and when you do that, you're going to know America's under God's judgment right now. Verse 5, where it says, God says he'll destroy thy mother. Mother means country. And he sends preachers more corrupt than politicians to profit on man's sin. This is what he did when Israel slid backwards. Okay? And if you read Hosea 4, you're going to see everything Israel did, and you're going to say, oh, my God, this is exactly what America's been doing. So I believe the time is growing extremely short for us to prepare, and how long will business owners be open for you to pick up your supplies you're going to need? I don't know. How long will the transportation lines be open for you to receive these goods? You know, we have a very fragile society dependent on electricity and fuel, so it's upon my heart to say the time grows short. Now, if you're looking for some backup medicines that are certified 100% organic, long shelf life, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have got that covered for you. You can get your backup medicines, your vitamins, all with a 10-year shelf life. And you, pretty much your health care options became endless with their immune boosting and organ cleansing products. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. And now through the end of August, you can receive a free Power Herbs ebook when you get a Power Herb kit or a pandemic kit. That's a $14.99 value. So in this Power Herbs book, you can learn as much as you can about medicinal herbs. 400-page book, going to be very valuable. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call toll-free, 866-229-3663. Or visit the web, thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you're on the website, don't forget, sign up for the free online newsletters. There's two of them there at thepowerherbs.com. When you get over there, just click on books and newsletters. The HealthQuest newsletter is full of herb secrets, and it has coupons, discount coupons for your Apothecary Herbs products in there, so that's kind of nice. That's sent out weekly towards the end of the week. And then the American Survival newsletter goes out on Tuesday, and I write for it as well as a host of other authors. We have Melanie Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. She's given you the heads up on the gold and silver markets. Dr. Rebecca Carley, who's a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced disease, she writes for it. Dr. Stephanie Rodster, who is a chiropractor, has great adjusting techniques for you. And Joel Skolskin, pioneer in the field of survival. He writes for it, as well as Ty Bollinger, cancer step outside the box author. Great stuff. Hey, we're going to take a break. More on the other side.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to be talking about a universal antidote for a little bit because, you know, we're going to be coming up to some times in which we're going to have to grab some basic things and hopefully not run for the hills, but, you know, we're going to have to put our hands on some stuff to help us out. So we're going to talk about a universal antidote because in the ancient world of 300 B.C., Hippocrates, you know, the rebirth of science, you know, become an organized effort of theories back then. They had a creation of a crude version, what I would call, of football in China back then. And we have what most would agree to be the most universal poison buster, charcoal. So it's around the time in history that charcoal went from an energy source to a medicinal antidote, and this was right around the time football was being invented in China. Crazy. So what is charcoal? Well, it's timber that they collect. They leave it dry. And the drying process takes about 6 to 12 months. They split the the wood lengthwise and they put it into a kiln and they heat it to over 270 degrees Celsius for a controlled burn. And it takes about 8 tons of wood to produce 1 ton of charcoal. And it is an amazing concept to think that a living tree that's cut down, burned, can still save someone's life. So, you know, in modern times, most people think of charcoal as, you know, something that you put in the backyard grill. Backyard grilled charcoal, not the same use, not for internal use. So charcoal that is necessary for medicinal purposes comes from willow, pine, and other soft woods. Activated charcoal comes from willow. It's shiny, it's odorless, tasteless, and it can absorb up to 300 times its own weight in the body. 300 own weight of poisons, okay? 300 times its own weight in toxins. So charcoal acts like a sponge, a magnet that attracts impurities. Okay, so it's got a lot of uses. Hippocrates used it, and hospitals have used it for patients. That, you know, they drink water with some medicinal charcoal in it to prevent the absorption of poisons, substances. So medicine knows that charcoal absorbs chemicals, toxins, and drugs. However, after World War II, where charcoal filters were used in the gas masks, in World War II, charcoal use kind of got neglected. So powdered charcoal works best and should be used in short-term bursts, and its recommended dose for an adult is 1 teaspoon in room temperature water or juice if you don't have water. Okay, so let's talk about using some charcoal to detoxify us. Most think using charcoal internally when someone has ingested a poisonous substance, has overdosed on something, taken the wrong medicine, and, you know, pumping the stomach is not an option, so they use the charcoal. Using charcoal short-term a few times a year can also detoxify the body's most important organ, your bowel. So bowel cleansing is going to be your most important cleanse because this is where most toxins accumulate, and then they get reabsorbed by the body causing disease. So think of the bowel as the body's garbage dump, and if it gets overfilled, it can't remove toxins from the body fast enough, and the other filtering organs like the liver and gallbladder can't purge their toxins either. So the bowel that does not remove toxins adequately will become congested, and it's like having a stagnant water pond at that point. So you want to keep things moving and flowing. You want a free flow of toxins out of the system, and this is going to keep us healthier even in some precarious, stressful times that are laying ahead. So what do you want to look for? Charcoal is just one component if you want to do a proper bowel cleanse. The charcoal can attract and absorb toxins and keep them from being reabsorbed before they are expelled from the body. However, you're going to also need additional herbs to help draw the toxins out of the colon tissue and into the charcoal. So the thing to remember in bowel cleansing is that your goal, in addition to detoxifying, is also to remove parasites and strengthen the bowel muscle. So if you're looking for a bowel cleanse product that will stimulate the bowel muscle, the nerve endings, to tone it up so it's not lazy and you don't have to be dependent on laxatives, and you want to detoxify and remove parasites, you need the bowel cleanse kit. And that's the kit, the first cleanse that you should start with at thepowerherbs.com website, the folks at Apothecary Herbs. I did my first bowel cleanse while I was in herb school, and it was an amazing, amazing thing. I saw an immediate relief of a lot of burden on my body. I had some back pain I couldn't get rid of. That went away, never came back. So I had some toxins that were leaching out and irritating my back muscles. So colon cleansing, organ cleansing, it is an amazing, powerful tool to lift a lot of burden off the system and also reduce your risk of getting other diseases. So bowel cleansing is where you start, and then you can move to prostate and urinary tracts, and then liver, gallbladder, and the blood system is always going to be last. So if you're looking for the experts in organ cleansing, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have been doing it for over 12 years, and you can purchase your first kit on their website at thepowerherbs.com. But if you don't have access to that internet, just call them toll-free. You can ask for a catalog even, 866-229-4255. 3663. And if you have parasites, you want to layer that bowel cleanser with the black walnut. And parasites, they just don't like that black walnut. It's got iodine, natural iodine in it, and basically that repels your parasites. So layer with a little black walnut when you do your organ cleansing of the bowel and expel any parasites you think you may have. All right, so we got some extra time, and I think we're going to shift over, talk about the kidneys a little bit. I've talked about the kidneys before, and when I do, I usually get a lot of people noticing, because a lot of folks out there having kidney malfunction. And I've been often asked to talk about the kidneys and the malfunctioning of them when they get, you know, a buildup of waste inside them, and it makes the blood sick when that happens. Medical science calls this elevated creatinine levels, and those with elevated creatinine levels also have urine usually monitored for protein. So when kidneys aren't filtering the blood as they should, these waste levels go up, they rise. And this is an early indication of kidney disease, which shows up in the lab work, unfortunately, when a patient has usually already lost about 40% of the kidney function is when it starts showing up on the lab results. So is there a natural way, though, to balance the system, bring normal function back, perk up the kidneys? Well, we're going to talk about it. So what is the waste that usually the kidneys get accumulated with? They call it the creatinine. What is it made of? It is a protein made from amino acids. So our bodies produce about 1 gram each day in the liver, the amino acids, the pancreas, and the kidneys. So what does the body make creatinine for? Well, it's made out of the foods that you eat, like dairy products, meats, beef, chicken, fish. So why does the body produce this creatinine? Well, it's essential for storing energy in your cells. And in some cases, the creatinine is made specifically for the nerve cells, and it becomes creatinine phosphate. So this protein converted to amino acids for cell food helps our muscles store energy for strength and also for recovery and endurance. So this is why some athletes will take creatinine supplements. So what you got to do is hydrate. In some instances, elevated creatinine levels can occur from dehydration. So those with only like one kidney donors, for example, and recipients only have one kidney, they're more susceptible to dehydration. So one of the first things that a physician will do to rule out a dehydration issue with the elevated creatinine levels is to have their patients drink more fluids. Also, let's look at some other causes. Other diseases that can create an elevation in creatinine levels, patients with arterial sclerosis, which is hardening of the arteries, or who have had cardiovascular surgery, such as heart surgery, or aneurysm repair, or a stent insertion, will cause creatinine levels to go up. These conditions will also be on the doctor's checklist to rule out. High blood pressure and diabetes will also lend to the elevated creatinine levels. Prescription drugs can also cause an abnormal condition and also be on the checklist for your doctor to check out. Drugs like chemotherapy drugs, antibiotics, cholesterol, and heart medicines such as your ACE inhibitors, anti-inflammatory drugs, and your non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medicines, diuretics, and other drugs can elevate the creatinine levels, so they'll have to rule all that out. And by the way, diabetic drugs cause various cardiovascular problems, weak immune system, and low energy. And this would be the reason for your doctor prescribing antibiotics and ACE inhibitors and other drugs that I just mentioned. So antifungal drugs can also dehydrate you, which elevates creatinine levels. Anti-inflammatory drugs can cause diabetes. Aspirin therapy can cause cardiovascular disease like arrhythmia. And drugs to address these problems can also create an elevation in creatinine. Medications to treat Parkinson's disease can cause heart disease, exposing you to heart drugs, elevating creatinine. Antiviral drugs affect the liver function and glucose levels, creating heart disease, which opens your risk to having to go on the drugs for heart disease, opening up creatinine increase levels. Asthma bronchodilators create heart problems. Artificial hormone replacement and gout drugs offer risk of heart disease. All the psychotropic drugs offer cardiovascular risk as well as ulcer drugs. So this is the hamster in the wheel of drugs that can cause disease and the elevation of your creatinine level. What are some of the symptoms? Interesting enough, patients with elevated creatinine levels will experience a variety of symptoms, such as feeling dehydrated, of course, fatigue, shortness of breath, confusion, and other nonspecific symptoms like just feeling, you know, not so well. All right, let's talk about salt for just a second. If you have a kidney problem, here is something your doctor may not explain to you. The processed salt, that white sodium chloride, which you find in your grocery store, which most people have on their tables, it's been stripped of some vital nutrition for the cardiovascular system, for cell structure, and for other vital areas, and it tends to complicate conditions of heart disease and those with liver and kidney disease. So the devitalized processed white salt is a no-no. Natural salts found in your food, like tomatoes, asparagus, celery, spinach, kale, radishes, turnips, carrots, lettuce, strawberries, and other foods are okay to use. You want to avoid prepackaged foods with added processed salt and avoid adding salt while cooking your foods at home. Organic salt is different. It's a sun-dried salt. It has not been processed. It has not had all 84 microminerals stripped away from it. So your body chemistry depends on those 84 microminerals. Organic salt helps maintain the proper fluid balance, assists in muscle contraction for the heart, assists the nervous system to function, helps maintain proper pH balance in the blood and urine, strengthens cell membrane walls, helps you to absorb more nutrient from your food, more protein from your food, and you want to avoid the processed salt, but the organic sun-dried salt is really a vital nutrient for our well-being. You don't have to use as much of the sun-dried salt. You'll use a third less of it because it's just such a great salt, you won't have to use it as much as you would normally use the devitalized kind. So you want to use it sparingly until your renal system becomes stronger, but do tap into the mineral nutrition in your sun-dried salt. Here's some foods to avoid. Of course, your prepackaged foods that are high in that processed salt. Cheese, for instance, fast food, processed meats, canned soups, canned fish, bouillon broth, canned vegetables, frozen dinners, bread, celery salt, garlic salt, onion salt, salted snacks, your nuts, pickles, olives, sauerkraut, bottled water that has mineral salt added, and water from a water softener system. And even some of your sauces like Worcestershire, ketchup, soy sauce will have that added processed salt in there. The common food additives, which also contain salt, are going to be your MSG, your baking powder and baking soda. So read all your food labels very carefully. So are there any herbs that can help strengthen the kidneys? Well, I've mentioned before that juniper berries are often used to cleanse the kidneys, but it can irritate weak kidneys. So if you're really in a bad stage of renal disease, juniper could irritate your kidneys. Other herbs that you could use are cayenne, chicory, white oak bark, black cohosh, bloodroot, parsley, Oregon graperoot, poke root, chamomile, comfrey leaf, cleaver's herb, corn silk, dandelion root, elderberry, golden seal root, marshmallow root, nettle, meadow sweet, sassafras, spearmint, and uvarisi leaf, as well as aloe. Those are all great herbs you can use. Now, if your sensitive kidneys can't take the juniper berry, guess what? The folks at Apothecary Herbs have kidney cleansing formulas that are juniper-free if you think you're too sensitive. Your kidneys would be irritated. So they have a juniper-free version, and all those great herbs are in there. So check that out at your convenience, as well as they have the Celtic sea salt, the sun-dried salt there at thepowerherbs.com. So it's a good idea to cleanse the system, and you can cleanse the system every 3 months if you want. Or most people fit in cleanses twice a year when they're using them as prevention. You can use your cleanses as prevention. Great way to sidestep a lot of disease problems. I'm a firm believer in cleansing since I started when I was in my early 30s. And I truly believe that had I not tapped into the healing power of God's herbs, I probably would have, you know, chronic pain. I'd probably have irritable bowel syndrome. I'd probably have fibromyalgia. I'd probably have a slew of things wrong with me. So I thank God for his herbal medicine, and his word says herbs are here for the service of man, and I believe him. You can check that out in Psalms 104. And, of course, if you go to Genesis, it says herbs are here, he's given them to everyone, not just some people, to regulate and manage. He's given them to every one of us. These are our God-given rights to have these herbs, and they're here as meat, he says in Genesis, the first chapter. So very powerful nutrition in your herbs, your medicinal varieties, are going to be empowering to your system, help your body balance and heal itself. If you'd like a free product catalog from the folks at thepowerherbs.com, Apothecary Herbs, they'll be happy to send you a copy. You just simply pick up the phone and give them a call. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And, of course, you can email your request. There you have a downloadable version of the catalog online as well at thepowerherbs.com. So there's many ways to get in touch with them and to get products and money-back guarantee and product support. So if you have questions or concerns, you can get in touch with someone. Well, we have a few minutes, so I want to talk about some other things regarding organs. Your organs are very valuable. Your original equipment, you got to try to keep them, you know. The medical establishment try to sell you replacements if you let them, because they make lots of money on replacing those chief organs of the body. You know, the kidneys, the liver, the heart, the lung, the pancreas. Every year, 50,000 people have organ transplants. And statistics show that there's about 19,000 new liver disease cases every year, with men making up two-thirds of those cases. This means that 45 people a day, or one person an hour, has been told that they have liver disease, and it's so bad they're going to have to be put on strong drugs and maybe on the waiting list for a liver transplant. And guess what? Liver disease is the eighth leading cause of death. Over 35,000 die each year from kidney disease. And we just talked about how we can save ourselves that headache. So let's talk about these transplanting organs, because they make a lot of money on that. Now, you wouldn't go skydiving without checking your parachute first, right? And one major challenge is that there are not enough organ donors. And if you get an organ and it's rejected, the original donated organ, the rejection is high. So immunosuppressant drugs are going to be necessary if you have to have an organ transplant, because your immune system will try to reject that organ. Organ transplants are a big deal. And you may be asking who leads in or what organ is the most popular transplant organ. Well, it depends if you're looking at frequency of the organ being replaced or the cost of the procedure. As far as frequency of organ transplant procedures in the United States, they go in this order. Kidney most frequently transplanted, then heart, then lung, then pancreas, and then liver. As far as costs go, your kidney transplant is going to cost you $250,000 and your pancreas $300,000. A lung transplant is $400,000 and a new liver is $520,000. Of course, the heart is the king of the transplants, costing $650,000. just think how expensive it would be if the organs were not donated. Think about it. Well, I say keep your organs clean and watch the lifestyle, get some regular exercise, clean water, and you can forget being on a donor list. So what happens that when the organs become so diseased that they fail and they need to be replaced? Well, they are the filtering organs of the body. They become clogged with waste material, and they can't filter impurities anymore for the body. So you're going to want to focus on making sure that doesn't happen. So you want to do your routine cleanses, the liver, of course, kidneys, of course, urinary tract, prostate, bowel, and, of course, your blood system. If you're diabetic, the blood system cleanse is going to be paramount, but that's the last cleanse you do. You can't just start there. So liver is very important. It cleanses a lot of things. It helps balance your blood sugars with the pancreas. It helps manage cholesterol, of course, hormones. It also has to neutralize toxins for you. So your liver's got a lot of work to do. So you're going to want to make sure you take milk thistle. Milk thistle has silymarin in it. It's an antioxidant, and the liver will utilize the silymarin to help replace old or sick or dying liver cells with healthy new ones. So milk thistle with silymarin is awesome. Of course, you know, when you know what hits the fan, you got to make sure you have this stuff on hand. You make sure you got barberry bark for the gallbladder, and you've got a blood cleanser for poisonous bites and things like that. So check out the herb kits. It's a good place to start if you want to stock up. And that's on the powerherbs.com website, or you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog at 866-229-3663. That's toll-free at 866-229-3663. Now, I'm at the Apothecary Herb Shop from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. So if you want to talk to me, just simply call between those hours. If the line's busy or if you get my voicemail, I will call you back. So if you got questions, you got concerns, let's talk about them. You know, let's open up the avenue of communication and possibilities for you. And while you're at it on the website, thepowerherbs.com, don't forget to sign up for the newsletters, especially the American Survival one. Lots of great information that's free to help you cope with our challenging times. Lots of people writing for that. I think you'll like it. I'm so excited because coming up on our next issue, we're supposed to get a new edition from author Paul Gachi. He is going to share gardening secrets with us so we can make our gardens more productive and fruitful and not break our back. If you want to check out his video, backtoedenfilm.com, it is excellent. Check that out. I implemented some of his techniques when I planted my garden on the side of my property, and it's just doing so well. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Get a newsletter, get signed up. Don't forget, Dr. Carley's with us on Tuesday night, so be here. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and until next time, wish you all to be well.